It's August 5th, the anniversary of the death of screen legend Marilyn Monroe. For just over a decade through the 50s and early 60s, she was the biggest box office star in Hollywood, making over 25 movies in that time. She was just 36 when she died of a drug overdose on this day in 1962.
Didn't you just love the picture? I did. But I just felt so sorry for the creature at the end.
Candle burned out long before.
To some of the other events, Dick Smith took off from Fort Worth, Texas in 1982 on his world record first solo flight around the world in a helicopter. He completed the trip in just under a year.
Well, I've just departed. Talk about exciting. A great send-off down there.
And the hit sitcom Friends premiered on Australian tellies on this day in 1996.
I'll be fine, all right? Really, everyone, I hope she'll be very happy.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. To hell with her. She left me.
August 5th birthdays, Angry Anderson is 72. As the lead singer of rock band Rose Tattoo, he had hits with the songs Bad Boy for Love and We Can't Be Beaten. Then there was his solo number one, used as the theme for Scott and Charlene's wedding on Neighbours. Australian actor John Jarrett turned 67. The former host of Better Homes and Gardens went on to star in the Wolf Creek movies.
Well, I can tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
And Maureen McCormick is 63 today. She was Marcia Brady on the hit comedy series The Brady Bunch.
The loser does the winner's household chores for a whole month.
Finally, it was only in the last couple of weeks that we marked the 50th anniversary of man walking on the moon. Well, Neil Armstrong celebrated his birthday just a short time after landing back on Earth. Born on this day in 1930, he died aged 82 in 2012.
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
A few tributes to pay on August 5th.